welcome to My Personal Pensive. So glad you're here. For all intents and purposes, my name is Bellinissima. That's B as in boy, E-L-L-I-N-I-S-S-I-M-A. You can find me here, obviously. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast slash audio diary. And I have a WordPress dedicated to my minimalism journey. And I'm also on Twitch and Twitter and Discord. So thank you so much for joining me today. Today I'm going to be talking about like what I usually do in the morning now when I wake up, and just my finances in general. Yeah. So I don't know if I've mentioned it that much on My Personal Pensive, but well, I have. Yeah, I have a lot of debt that I can't really go into detail about how I acquired it or whatever, but I'm working through it. So yay, I'm getting through my shit slowly but surely. So I don't make a whole lot of money a year. And I'm lucky enough where I don't have to pay rent. There are a few things I don't have to pay for. I don't have to pay for this phone. Someone's covering that for me. You know what I mean? So I'm in a good place as far as there are less obligations that I'm obligated to. But I do have a monthly obligation of like $900 that I don't ever see because of my debt. So according to all the apps I use, I have about like, I'm still 10K out, which seems not right. I feel like it should still be more, but I've been a lot better about not going out as much. Not that I was like hardcore going out all the time, but like every little bit counts, right? Everything adds up. So, you know, I meal prep more as to save money, not necessarily for like health purposes or trying to cut weight, even though if I do cut weight, okay, awesome. But that's not the goal. It's mostly to, save monies. So every morning I wake up and I get on Mint and I check my stuff. By the way, not sponsored. And I have like two other apps that's like kind of gamify your life to track expenses. One I used way more when I was on my Android, and I haven't really messed with it too much now. And then the other one is called Fortune City, and you like build a little city and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's cute, and it'll do a graph of like how you spend all your money or how it's allotted. But the categories are it gets weird for the categories for me, like when I buy an iBook or if I, because like technically that's digital, right? But it's also a book, so it's kind of miscellaneous. And it's also kind of entertainment, depending on what it is. And then for, like, Patreon stuff, like, is that digital? Is that entertainment? Because I'm paying somebody because I really appreciate what they do. So, yeah, like, so in that sense, it's been kind of, like, tricky for me to, like, categorize some of my expenses. Because I'm not quite sure how to put everything. Obviously, all my bills go under housing. But it's just been like, and on Mint through the app, sometimes it categorizes it some weird way or it labels it some weird way. So I had to contact Mint and be like, hey, is there a way for me to not do this every time manually? Or like, I don't know if that's an option. And they're like, yeah, you're going to have to like log in into the website off a browser. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was an option because I thought Mint was just an app. I didn't really think that. I don't know, people check it online. Maybe that's a weird thing that I didn't put those things together, but I just thought it was an app. Anyway. So, yeah, when I wake up, I look at Mint, and I check my shit, because everything's already pre-categorized pretty well, right? Because, like, that's what they do. They track finances versus me trying to figure out categories and, like, confusing myself. But yeah, so that's what I've been doing, when I wake up, and then, you know, I really don't go out that much. I stream a lot more because, like, A, I like it, and B, I don't necessarily have to spend any money to do it, because I'm not cooking anything exotic. It's not like I'm making, like, saffron rice or, you know, duck confit, you know what I'm saying, or pate. Which, by the way, I should probably learn how to make pet tape. Anyway, that's like a totally different story. But yeah, like, slowly and surely getting through my shit. And it's a nice feeling. Like, it's a really good feeling. Like, I have a lot more money in my main account than I would ever have at all. Like, I remember before when I was my online age, because on my online profiles, I'm much younger than I am in real life. Not much younger, but younger enough. Anyway, you know, I would be going places and be like, man, do I have enough money to do this right now? Like, how much under do I have to be to make sure I don't, like, fuck up the money that's in my account for any, like, authorized automatic draws that I have, etc. You know what I mean? And I'd always be like that. And now it's just like I have a cushion, right? I'm not gonna spend that cushion, but it's nice to not always be like, do I have enough to do this thing that I'm gonna do, or that I'm intentionally wanting to do? You know what I mean? So it's nice to that I, you know, have a tiny cushion. In that I'm getting closer to getting rid of this debt than I was like a year ago, and just like really, really, really struggling to get anywhere, because I wasn't being proactive enough to make drastic changes that would reap some sort of positive result, right? Like, I had to change something. So I got on a debt management program, because before I was not, and it was just like all these scheduled payments at different times and different pulls, and I was always really anxious about that. So now it's a smaller pull at once, plus two other pulls for other cards that are either open, or there's one card that does not do a debt management program because they don't believe in it. And like, I'm almost at like a $500 balance on one of them, like 500 left. So once I get to that 500 point, then I'm just going to squash that one bill, and that's going to feel super amazing. But, if any of y'all are like struggle bussing with your finances, like, it really does help to visualize it. So like things like Mint or Fortune City or the Kaneha one with like the really cute characters, like that stuff really helps. Mint is really good because like it already has categories for you, right? So you don't have to think so hard about how to categorize anything. You might need to change how it's labeled, because how it's labeled might throw you off. Like, if you're looking for a certain keyword and that's not what it is, like, you might need to change it, because that's what I had to do. I made up like 8 rules because things were just like listing weird, and I couldn't figure it out, and I'd have to expand the thing. I don't want to expand the whole thing. I just want to see the label. Anyway, that's just me. But if you guys are like me and have some like financial issues, sometimes it helps to just, you have to make a drastic change in order for something to happen or to see results, right? You can't keep doing the same thing, because if you do the same thing, nothing's going to change, right? And I guess that can go for a lot of different things, but it's really helped me with my finances. So if you are struggling with debt, girl, dude, I feel you. It's not a good feeling, and I support you, and just find something that works for you to squash that and get out of the way. You know what I mean? You do you. But let's be good to each other, and I'll talk to y'all later. Thanks for joining me. I'll see you later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.